Today, in our series of conversations with the Massachusetts gubernatorial candidates, we sit down with Republican Charlie Baker and his wife, Lauren, in the kitchen of their home in Swampscott. It was an early morning conversation, so there was coffee.
Charlie makes the best coffee in the family, for sure, and maybe on the North Shore. I'm not really sure, but that's his primary job in the kitchen is
I'm pretty good at cleaning out the dishwasher. I'm pretty good at eating.
He's good at cleaning up. He's good at eating. But making coffee, that's his primary role in the kitchen.
As they enjoyed Charlie's coffee, we switched gears to politics and the campaign and asked Lauren Baker for her reaction to the assertion by Democrat Martha Coakley that Charlie is a technocrat, that he sees the numbers and the bottom line, but not the people.
I think, you know, it's a campaign, so, you know, Charlie's opponent is going to say whatever she's going to say. But in that particular statement, I think she's got Charlie 100% wrong. I think he's really driven by doing good for other people, solving problems to make things better for other people.
Can we talk about issues for couple of minutes? Let's start with the economy, which continues to be the most important issue for voters. What industry in Massachusetts is the most needy in terms of needing a boost that you've seen? And what will Governor Baker do to try and fix that or help it?
I think the big opportunity for us, which is kind of the flip side of the most needy, is in manufacturing. I mean, Massachusetts has not really talked very much about manufacturing for a long time, and we as a state have sort of written it off as an industry we can't compete in. But the truth of the matter is there are a lot of manufacturers in Massachusetts, especially when you get outside Route 128, and they're doing all kinds of customized and precise and speed-to-order type manufacturing. And what I hear from them is they actually have a labor shortage in terms of finding the kinds of skilled people they need to fill openings that they have. I would say in some ways it's their biggest issue. And I've talked a lot during this campaign about investing in and expanding our career and technical school footprint and doing more to connect those schools with community colleges and other two-year degree programs, because there are real jobs where people can make a life and a living. And we need to do more to connect that type of educational opportunity with those types of jobs.
Life sciences, some question about this. Will Governor Baker continue Governor Patrick's $1 billion life sciences initiative, which is lauded by almost everyone in the life sciences sector?
Yeah, I think the life sciences initiative has been a big success. And the Commonwealth, working in conjunction with that industry, has, I think, done some really terrific things to grow our footprint and make us a global leader in that space. The one thing I do think we need to remember, however, is most of the intellectual capital here, not the capital, but the intellectual capital, rests within that community. And my view on this has always been that the Commonwealth should be partnering with these folks and, in some respects, providing capital and support and recognizing that sort of the paths and the directions that that industry should take really ought to be set by the people who are in it. But overall, I think the life science initiative has been a big success, and I would absolutely continue it.
One of the main themes of the campaign, you've repeatedly talked about it, is the lack of two-party rule up on Beacon Hill. Yet, we haven't had it in the last 8 years. The three branches, the House, Senate, the executive, the governorship, have not fallen off a cliff. The economy's doing pretty well in this state. Explain what we're missing then. Explain what would be better.
The probation department. Everybody who followed that trial knows that there were a lot of people who got jobs they weren't qualified for. And those are not unimportant jobs. I mean, probation officers have a fundamental assignment here, and it's about public safety, among other things. And no Democrat proposed a single reform to that broken hiring process. And I'm the only candidate in the race who came out with a pretty significant set of reforms to make sure that we had a transparent hiring process and a check to make sure that year over year we were doing the things we should have been doing with respect to hiring people. And I just think that's another indicator of the difference between me as somebody who looks at this stuff from the outside in and the people up on Beacon Hill who basically don't see the problems that everybody else does.
Who has the momentum in this race, you or Martha Coakley?
Well, I certainly think, based on my day-to-day on-the-ground experience, that we have the momentum. I mean, we were 20 points down 5 or 6 months ago, and at this point, it's a dead heat race. And part of that also, Bob, is we've been working hard to deliver our message in a lot of parts and places in Massachusetts where Republicans historically haven't campaigned. I mean, we did an event in Roxbury a couple weeks ago to talk about our urban agenda, which we developed through a whole series of conversations and visioning sessions, for lack of a better word, in people's living rooms in places like Lowell and Brockton and Roxbury and Mattapan and Springfield. And I feel really good about where we are.
For both of you, are you confident of winning?
You know, I think the poll that matters most is obviously the one on Election Day, but I feel really good about the race we've run, and I would love to have an opportunity to work with the people of this great state to make it even better.
I feel the momentum, I really do, which is a completely new experience for me. I've never experienced that before. I think we've worked extraordinarily hard to deliver their message, and I'm hopeful that the voters are listening.
So, are you afraid of losing?
No. I mean, I'm familiar with what it means to run statewide, and I'm really happy with the issues we've run on and the kind of positive campaign we've run so far. And for me anyway, no, I'm not afraid of losing. I did it before, and life went on.
That's Republican candidate for governor Charlie Baker and his wife Lauren. We spoke with them at their home in Swampscott. Tomorrow, we hear from Democrat Martha Coakley from her home in Medford. You can hear all the conversations with the candidates for governor on our website, wbur.org.